Hallelujah.
I gave Jesus all of my problems, and on him I cast my every prayer. He took away my problems. Right now I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my heartaches, and on him I cast my every care. He took away my heartache. Right now I feel all right. All right. All right. All right. Yes, I feel all right. I feel all right. All right. Right now, I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my problems, and on him, I cast my every care. He took away my problems.
Yes,
right now I feel all right. All right. All right. All right. Yes, I feel all right. Feel all right. All right. Right now I feel all right. Oh, yes. Right now, I feel all right. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I feel all right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, here.
I got a headache this morning. I couldn't sing like I want to.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You did good.
I did it anyway.
Yes, you did.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Pastor? We're ready for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. To God be glory. Thank you, Lord.
For my soul, all this name, bless his holy name. Amen. All that in this holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him.
Yes.
Heaven and heaven, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
For this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Yes, sir. God be the glory.
He could have left us in yesterday.
Amen.
I thank God he's brought us on into today.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Every moment of the day that he allowed me to see.
Bless
his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we praise God to God, honor God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To all the others who participated in the devotion part of the service. And I'm glad to see amongst the living.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are looking forward to continuing through his service.
Amen.
We give him because he's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
He deserves our praise.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Because he keep on blessing us
over
and over again.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you.
All right, from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 8.
Amen.
First three verses.
What verse again, Pastor?
First three.
Okay.
There.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, wait a minute.
No. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. They're good to go.
St. Mark 8, chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3. In those days, the multitude began being very great and having nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples to him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, for they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way. For divers of them came from far. Tell somebody Jesus care.
Jesus care.
Jesus care.
Jesus care.
Jesus care.
Things are happening and all over the world. Turmoil is here and turmoil is there.
Amen.
War breaking out here and the war breaking out there.
Yes.
And then it seems like we were warred against ourselves.
Yes.
And nothing seemed to be going well as we thought it ought to go. But I stopped by your homes today, your Zoom, to remind you that Jesus cares.
Yes, he does.
Okay. It may seem like he cares, doesn't care. It seems like nobody cares sometimes.
That's
true. But we want you to know
Jesus
that he does care.
Amen. Thank you.
Cares about your every problem, your every concern.
Uh-huh.
He cares about them, and he enables you to make it through these trying times.
Amen.
Because the word has told us that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Yes.
And because men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Pleasure they love God. So they may not care about you. But I want you to know that Jesus does.
Amen.
And because he cares, he does a whole lot of things for us.
Yes, he does.
That we don't even know he's doing.
That's right.
He kicks you from a whole lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Just as COVID had come in and taken a lot of people out of this world, through its effects that it has had on them, Jesus took care of that.
Yes, he did. Amen.
And he will continue to do things like that.
Thank you.
Just as that disease is still out there, we don't know where it is. It could be right in front of us.
Yes.
But Jesus standing between it and us.
Thank you, Lord.
Keeping it from attacking us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keeping it from being taken out of here.
Uh-huh.
Because he cares about us. And he is not going to allow anything to come on us that we're not able to handle. That's how much he cares for us. He knows.
Yay.
How much we can handle.
That's right.
Praise he God. Knows what we're able to take.
That's right. Amen.
And he will allow us to go through that so that we will know how much he cares.
Yeah.
We will know how much he will do for us. And we not even know it's happening.
That's the truth.
He's blessing us not every moment, but every second.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He's blessing us.
Amen.
Every time that hand, that little second hand jumped over a little farther,
mm-hmm.
it's a second. So he's cared about that, and he blessed us through that second.
Yes,
Amen.
To the Hallelujah. Next one.
Hallelujah.
And it is a continued path of blessings flowing from him on high. So don't give up.
Don't give up.
On just the blessings of the Lord. He is steadily supplying us.
Amen.
Yeah. More blessing than we can even handle.
Amen.
You may not think he blessed you with anything, that you think that you went the whole year and didn't get nothing from the Lord, but you didn't go not 1 second without getting anything for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not a single second.
Amen.
He is continuously doing blessing things to us. He tells us in 1 Peter, cast all your cares
upon me.
Upon him. For he cared for us.
Yes.
So the Bible let us know that he cared. And somebody wrote in the song years ago, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
So, hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus
you.
Cares.
Yes, yes, amen.
Hallelujah. He cares when nobody else cares. And sometimes he cares when you don't even care.
Amen. Amen.
But he takes us through those moments in our lives that we may be disappointed.
Yes.
And things that going on around us and with us. But God told me to tell you, don't give up.
All right.
He will not allow you to come on you that you're not able to handle.
Amen.
It may not be good to you.
Yes.
But it will be good for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He cares. He cares about the one that don't care about God. You.
Glory.
Amen.
He cares about you.
Yes.
Because you are his people. And the sheep are his pasture.
Yes.
He cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
And since he cares about you, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
He cares.
He cares.
Enough to watch over us.
Yes.
That's what a shepherd does. Watches over the flock. So he cares that he doesn't even sleep. And then he doesn't slumber. Because his eyes are on us.
Amen.
The songwriter said his eyes on the sparrow. And he watches over me.
Yes.
And you. So Jesus cares. If he cares enough for the flower, a sparrow, he'll do the same for you, even more. Okay, he provides food for us, provides air for us,
yes,
provides water for us, and that's enough to make it from one day to the next.
Amen.
It may not be comfortable to us. But he didn't say he's gonna be comfortable. He did say you're gonna have trials.
That's right.
And you're gonna have tribulations.
Yeah.
We're gonna have that. But he cares for us and he will take care of us and bring us out of those situations. So the Lord is our shepherd. He's the shepherd.
Yes,
he makes you lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Alive, healthy. He let you lie down in green pasture and he restores your soul. When you get worn out, worn down, he supply our need.
Yes.
He restores us back to where we need to be. Okay? You're not doing it on your own. It's the Lord that gave you the help.
Amen.
Lord that gave the strength to do that and to go through. The word tells us, because he cares for us, he tells us, you don't have to worry about evildoers. I take care of them for you.
Amen.
You don't worry about those what things mm-hmm. that are going bad. You can't help it. You can't stop it.
Yes.
Okay, it's in the word. We set it free.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to run to the time it's over. And that's whatever God says, because nobody knows.
Amen.
When that time would be.
Amen.
So don't worry about evildoers.
All right, now.
Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get up jealous because somebody doing bad like Donald Trump.
All right, now.
That's right.
Don't feel bad. Cast that care to the Lord.
Amen. All right, now.
And he will handle it for you.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Cast it to the Lord. He cares about you.
Yeah.
He wants you to call on him.
All right, now.
But in times like this, he wants you to call him.
Yes.
He's God.
Amen.
Yes.
And he wants to do some God things
yes.
in your life.
Yes.
Okay. But if you're going to do them all, why are you going to need God?
Yes.
Yes.
Let the Lord have it.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for it. He did it for it. He said, come into me, all you that labor and heavy.
Hallelujah.
And I give you rest.
Amen.
Yes.
Take your companion
mm-hmm.
and learn of me. Yes. Or you find that I'm weak and old and hot.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
And you shall find rest for your soul.
Uh-huh.
But you got to take his yoke because he cares.
Amen.
And he's already done worked his out.
All right now.
Okay. And give him yours. Catch all yes. your cares. Give him yours.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
His yoke is easy.
Yes.
Your burdens might be hard.
All right.
But Jesus' burdens are easy.
Huh.
It's easy. His yoke is easy. And his burden is a light. He will take care of that heavy load for you.
Yes, he will.
He said, if you don't worry about it, cast it to him and they'll soon be cut down
mm-hmm.
like the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And whether and wither as the green herbs. Trust in him. Trust in God. Okay? Tell somebody, trust God.
Trust God.
And what God do, for he shall dwell and do good, and he shall dwell in the land. So that thou shalt dwell in the land. And verily thou shall be fed. Trust God, you'll get what you need.
Yes.
Trust God, you're going to be fed by him.
Mm-hmm.
You will do that. Delight yourself in him. And he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Find your pleasures in the Lord. Find your happiness in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Find your joy in the Lord.
Wow.
And your peace in the Lord.
Yes.
Because he cared for you, he will take care of these things for you.
Amen.
Okay. So, Jesus cares. All right. I know he cares.
Yes.
He made us because he cares.
Amen.
Yes, God.
He gave us what we need. And he continues to give us what we need. because he cares.
Yes.
Jesus and his disciples had been on the mission, and they've been there ministering in his mission for 3 days. A large multitude came and were dwelling and worshiping with them in the service. Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude.
Yes.
Compassion. I care for them. Okay. I feel for them. Yes. I feel their need. I feel their hunger. I feel the pain. Jesus knows your every sorrow.
He
knows your every burden. He knows your every care.
Yes.
He knows your every concern.
Amen.
He knows and he got compassion for you.
Yes.
You, and you.
Yes.
All right. Say, I can feel that compassion for them and have that they have been now with me 3 days. And having nothing to eat. Okay? Tell somebody they must have been hungry.
Must have been hungry.
Okay? Sometimes you be hungry.
Yes.
But now you need to be hungry for the word just as well.
Amen.
For the word is your the deliverance.
Yes.
It's your victory. The word is your joy and your peace.
Yes.
And it said, if I send them home without getting them some food, they're going to faint before they get home. And some of them came from a long way. Okay. So we need to supply that need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus will supply your need.
Yes.
Thank you, okay. Jesus.
He will supply your every need.
Yes, it will.
According to his riches and glory.
Yes.
Okay, when you need it, he'll give it.
Amen.
Oh, he got it.
Yes.
Okay, and he will not have withholding any good thing for you. So it says, if I send them home faster to their own homes, they're going to faint before they get there.
Yes.
Because some of them came from a long ways.
Yes.
And his disciples asked him, saying, from whence came a man satisfied these men in the wilderness with that little bit of bread? And he said, and he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said, seven. He said, command the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to the disciples to sit before them.
Ooh.
And they did sit them before the people. Jesus can take what you got and multiply it. But you got to first give it to him.
Yes.
You got to give your heavy load to the Lord.
Amen.
You got to give your burden to the Lord.
Yes.
And when you give it to him, he will fix it.
Amen.
Give him your sickness. Give him your cares. Give him your concern. Give him your sorrow. Give him everything that you don't want. Okay? Jesus cares. He'll take it.
Amen.
If it's holding you back, he'll take it.
Yes.
If it's burning you down, he'll take it. If you're making you so that you don't feel no joy, he'll take it.
Yes.
Because he's already prayed that you have his joy.
Amen.
And that his joy in you be full.
Mm-hmm.
He will take whatever your problem is.
Yes, he will.
God will handle it for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there was about 4,000 of them. Okay. That was there. And he now takes the food, bless it, and command them to sit down before him. So they did eat, and they were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was yet left, 7 baskets. They had a few pieces of bread and a few little fish. But when he gave it to Jesus, and he blessed it and handed it back out to the people, the more he gave, the more he had to give. And I know that because 5,000 people were fed.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, had food left over.
All right now.
Basketfuls.
Uh-huh.
7 basketfuls.
Uh-huh.
Out of a few pieces of bread and a few little fish.
Uh-huh.
Now, what you got in your problem that seems to be burden you down?
Mm-hmm.
Give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He cares.
Yes, he does. He cares
for you.
Yes.
He cares for me.
Yes.
He cares for everybody.
Yes.
Know that he will.
Yes, he will.
Make everything all right.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Make it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Just let Jesus have it.
Mm-hmm.
Let I take care of it.
Yes.
Let Jesus handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And not you handle it.
Mm-hmm. So
give it to Jesus.
Give it.
Leave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Don't bring it back.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't bring it up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just thank God for handling it for you.
Mm-hmm.
May not seem like or looks like it's being handled.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know it is being handled.
Yeah.
God is handling it right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Amen.
And he fixed it.
Yeah.
And he'll fix it for me.
Yes.
He'll fix the problem. He is the problem solver.
Yes,
he is. A burden lifter and
yes.
A hot regulator. He is.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you. Mm-hmm. He is your life and your salvation.
Amen.
You have to feel nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He is your hope, your joy, your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Your word will help you make it through. When you don't have no idea how you're going to make it, God will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Make a way for you.
Yes, he will.
Can I open doors?
Mm-hmm.
No man can close.
Amen.
Can I close up doors and no man can open?
Amen.
All right, so he will take that problem of yours as soon as you get rid of it.
Amen.
He's not going to physically snatch it out your hands.
Uh-uh.
He's not going to physically snatch it out your mind. But you got to give it to him.
Amen.
And he will make it all right.
Amen.
God will handle it for you. He cares for you.
Yes, thank you, God.
Okay, because he cares. He'll take care for you.
Amen.
And let you know that the battle is not yours.
Right, it's the Lord's.
It's the Lord's.
Yes.
So let the Lord handle the Lord's battle.
Amen.
Because if he can't do it, it just won't be done.
Amen.
And can't be done.
Amen.
But there's no problem too hard for him.
Amen.
Not a single problem.
All right now.
Too hard for him.
Amen.
So get it to the Lord. And if it's not fixed, it's because God said it don't need to be fixed. It's already
all
fixed.
Right,
it's in the wrong way.
Amen.
Okay. You see it's broken, but God said it's fixed.
All right now.
Amen. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus cares.
Yes, he does.
Jesus cares. Yes, he does.
He cares so much.
Mm-hmm.
That he left his home in glory.
Yes.
Cares so much.
Oh, yes.
He came through 42 generations.
Mm-hmm.
Just to save a wretch like us.
Yes.
He came.
Thank you, God.
And he loves us so and cares so much.
Mm-hmm.
That while we were yet his enemy.
Uh-huh.
He came and died for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He cares so much that he came down here with no place to lay his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
he cares so much that when we would do wrong, he was there pleading to the Father.
Yes.
That we may have mercy and grace.
Hmm.
And grace covers us up.
Mm-hmm.
For grace, multitudes of sin.
Yes.
Amen.
Grace is there for us.
Yes.
We need him. He's there for us.
Amen.
David said, yea, though, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Oh, yes.
I will feel
no evil. Yes.
Thou art with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. And prepare the table for me in the presence of my enemy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Julie. Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
And the mercy.
To follow me on with every day of my life.
Yes. Yes.
He cares.
He has to bless.
Goodness to be with you.
Amen.
Mercy to be with you.
Yes.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They got you. And God got you.
Yes.
You got your cover.
Yes, he does.
You got your back.
Yes.
You got your everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, abide in me.
I'll abide in you.
And I will abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, God.
He cares.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to be in him.
Uh-huh.
And he can be in you.
Yes.
And when he's in you,
uh-huh,
no man can hurt you.
Amen.
When he's in you and you in him,
glory be to God.
Nothing could go wrong.
Uh-huh.
All they're going to do is bless you.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
Yes.
All right. So, all things are working together.
Mm-hmm. Are you good?
Towards our good.
Yes.
Just because he cares.
Amen.
He's going to take everything that's negative and make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
You make everything that's on the bottom come to the top.
Yeah.
He's going to make it all right.
Amen.
For you and me.
Amen.
Jesus cares.
Yes.
Jesus cares.
Amen.
Jesus cares.
I know he cares.
Mm-hmm.
For he cares for me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus cares.
He is for me.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Not only for me,
mm-hmm.
but he cares for you. You.
Oh, and yes. You. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even when you don't think he's caring.
Mm-hmm.
He is sheltering us uh-huh. right then and there.
Oh, yes, he
he's
is.
Taking us through.
Yes.
One thing to the next.
Yes.
One day to the next.
Yes.
One obstacle to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Something, everything. He cares so much. He uh-huh. will walk on water to get to you.
Yeah.
He cares so much. Uh-huh. He goes and calm the storm.
Yes.
He cares so much. Then the storms of lies are raging in our lives. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He cares.
Yes.
At peace.
Yes.
Be still.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will cease.
Mm-hmm.
The bills will cease. Whoa.
Mm.
The wind will stop blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stop. Come, come.
Yes.
And God will take you from one degree of burden to a next.
Yes.
He just cares.
Amen.
He cares for you.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
In heaven, a volunteer that came down here to save us because we were in a mess.
Uh-huh.
Jesus cares. That's caring.
Amen.
I don't know one of us in here that would leave heaven to come to save us. Somebody that won't even think about you.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
You look down and say, I'm sorry. I ain't going down there. But Jesus.
Jesus did.
God's only begotten son.
Yes.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God, Jesus, God's begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was God's created son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he took the begotten son.
Yes.
And gave up his life to come save the created son. Jesus cares.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
God could have made somebody else that will do right. He could have wiped that thing out and start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
That's the truth.
Because he wanted to do some God things.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave man the free will. So that he can have some choice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Over the God things.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. Jesus care.
Jesus cares.
Yes.
Praise God. Cast all your care upon the Lord. Cast all your care upon
the Lord.
He cares for you. Knows what you're going through. Why don't you cast all your cares upon the Lord?
Yes.
Cast all your cares on Jesus, upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, he cares for you, and he knows what you go through. Why don't you cast all your cares
upon the Lord?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's all we have to do is to cast all our cares
Amen.
And leave them there.
Amen.
Go back and pick them up. Lead them there. Hallelujah. Ask him, lead them there with him here, and he'll take care of them.
Yes, he will.
We're on our own now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Now may the grace of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen. Amen.